I am so sick of the media dictating the terms of the narrative in this country. I'm so sick of having to be apologetic for who I am. I'm so sick of people in middle America being called a flyover country or slope-headed.
Conservative teabaggers.
And it's going to be teabagging day.
It's hard to talk when you're teabagging. Appreciate it very much.
It's so funny because the teabaggers, the one thing they hate is when you call them racist.
If racism is not the whole of the Tea Party, it is in its heart.
The hatred that Timothy McVeigh, that he had. There are plenty of people like that right now.
Lots of.
I think you get the general tenor of this. It's anti-government, since this is highly promoted by the right-wing conservative network, Fox.
The left pits people against each other. Divide and conquer is the strategy. I don't want to live in that world. It is the exact opposite of E Pluribus Unum.
He said you were involved in a racial incident.
And what the left has stood for with political correctness is to try and get those with whom they disagree to shut up. And the Tea Party movement and Sarah Palin and Michelle Bachmann and Alan West and all the people that have gone out there against the mainstream media and said, you're going to call us racist? You're going to call us potential Timothy McVeighs? Fuck you. War.
There's a train a coming. Don't need no baggage, you just get on board. All you need is faith to a decent home. You don't need no ticket, you just thank the Lord. Yeah, yeah.
Harder. as the ceiling flew away. When we call out for another train, the waiter brought a tray. That her face at first just goes limp, turn a wild shade of
figured out. Good morning and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuned in live this Friday, January 29th, 2021, after an extended musical interlude. What fun. So, a few things. Well, first of all, the phone lines are open. So 800-313-9443, if you don't have free long distance, 800-313-9443, and if you do have free long distance, then use 512-248-8252, 512-248-8252. Just some casual observations, perhaps. Marjorie Taylor Greene. Couple of quick observations. QAnon. You know, it's the optics are bad for everyone. And finally, I don't know, there's some interesting stuff. So Larry sends me this, you know, Global Research, by republishing this Swiss policy research piece. Is QAnon an FBI psyop? Probably. I'll let you read that. But in any case, you know, the optics are bad, especially if, but this is where we're headed, I think. This is where we're headed. We don't have statesmen in Congress. We have, you know, people that are having difficulty distinguishing from reality and, you know, leprechauns, rainbows and pots of gold and things like that. And there are others who will invariably follow along with that. And so it's sort of emblematic, which, you know, is leading to where I'm going with that. Anyway, so the optics are bad, you know. The example is Kevin McCarthy. You know, you don't want, you want to, I guess, maybe the analogy is avoid even the appearance of evil. or confusion or lunacy or whatever. And furthermore, you know, so there is this effort to apply guilt by association. So if you believe in the QAnon thing, then you must be crazy. And therefore, you know, if you hang out with Marjorie Taylor Greene, if you're anybody that agrees with any sort of policy that Marjorie Taylor Greene would endorse, then you must be a crazy too. Kind of how that works, if that makes sense. Then there is the straw man red herring of attacking David Hogg, which is absurd. He's such a little whiner. Always has been. We've talked about that before. David, my dad was an FBI agent. I'm filming people in class. You know, we're having a little, you know, drama hour. Shh, don't say anything. We're in the closet. Someone's firing shots. As if that would really be a thing. Videoing yourself in a closet in a schoolroom, having fun, you know, I don't know, playing King Lear or something like that. So she didn't attack him. This is just my kind of extemporaneous thought. She didn't attack him, but of course it's going to be construed that way, and no one will actually watch what happened. First of all, David Hogg is no rookie, obviously, and chose ostensibly of his own volition to insert himself into the national political discourse or dialogue or propaganda or whatever you want to call it, including his immature profanity-laced rants. I don't know how anyone takes him seriously. I mean, he is a, you know, he is a caricature. He is a shadow in Plato's cave. And I think he knows it. I think he's mad and, you know, he wants power. He's a little angry sycophant. It's really unfortunate. Anyway, based on the video footage that I saw, anyway, here's my assessment. Was Green determined? Yes. Was it a setup? We don't know. I doubt it, but I think she's genuine, but I'm just going to go with taking it at face value. Is it possible it's more than that? Absolutely. Kind of like the GameStop situation. I think there's far more than meets the eye there. And I'll probably touch on that in a bit. Maybe I'll just touch on that because, you know, I want to get to the calls. So anyway, as far as Marjorie Taylor Greene is concerned, was she determined? Yes, and arguably assertive, without a doubt. I think assertive is the operative word. But, you know, all this other stuff, strident, combative, belligerent, vociferous, pugnacious, ultra-crepidarian, or whatever other hyperbolic pejorative with which she's been traduced, I would say no. None of that stuff. Furthermore, one might argue she was well within the ostensible boundaries. Remember Alinsky's rules for radicals. They really don't have any rules, but these are some tactics, I would say. It's more like tactics because they don't have rules. You know, hold the enemy to their book of rules. Can't do that with them because they don't have rules. Or scruples, but boundaries, sure, you know, well within the boundaries of the, well, I'll finish that thought, we'll go to the phones when we come back. Stick around, more right after this break.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. knowledge, and knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Reluctantly crouched at the starting line, engines pumping and thumping in time. The green light flashes, the flags go up. Churning and burning, they yearn for the cup. They deftly maneuver and muscle for rank. Fuel burning fast on an empty tank. Reckless and wild, they pour through the turns. Their prowess is potent and secretly stern. As they speed through the finish, the flags go down. The fans get up and they get out of town. The arena is empty, except for one man still driving and striving as fast as he can. The sun has gone down and the moon has come up. And long ago somebody left with the cup. But he's driving and striving and hugging the turns and thinking of someone for whom he still burns. He's going for speed. She's all alone, all alone in a time of need. Because he's racing and pacing and plotting the course. He's fighting and fighting and riding on his horse. He's going the distance.
Welcome back. There's an interesting article over at MIT Technology Review that's trending. It's a 2013 article titled "The Dictatorship of Data," subtitle "Robert McNamara Epitomizes the Hyper-Rational Executive Led Astray by Numbers." And, you know, in C. Wright Mills' Power Elite, he leads us to believe that, you know, after all of his research, the way he puts it, you know, importantly and in distinction from modern American conspiracy theory, Mills explains that the elite themselves may not be aware of their status as an elite, noting that, quote, they often are uncertain about their roles and without conscious effort, they absorb the aspiration to be the one side. Anyway, I've talked about this before. It's similar to what Edward Bernays expresses about the invisible government in the opening words of chapter one of Propaganda, published back in 1928. So he's, you know, the way Bernays put it, our invisible governors are in many cases unaware of the identity of their fellow members in the inner cabinet. And I don't think that's entirely false. I think it's somewhat disingenuous and misleading, but I don't think it's entirely false. And so, you know, we live, even the people, I think, in some of the highest positions of public office these days and in the private sector, if you will, are living in James Jesus Angleton's wilderness of mirrors, kind of the infinity mirror now with technology. And so who are the overlords of data? Who is the, if there's a dictatorship of data, who is the dictator? And so that's something that I'll come back to, but I just think it's interesting. It's, you know, a very bewildering situation, which again gets back to, you know, obfuscation through anonymity and proliferation of false information. So just to conclude the thought on Marjorie Taylor Greene and move on, get back to some of this other stuff. Was she aggressive? I would say no. Was she assertive? Yes. You know, and the final point I was going to make is, you know, one might argue she was well within the ostensive boundaries, if there is such a thing, although there are none, like I said, of the actions, the woke mob, the latest actions, the woke mob, radical leftist Bolshevik provocateurs, like Pelosi, Waters, Booker, Bush, Presley, Mamala, of course, have recently sought to foment and incite. If these people, remember, again, Eric Swalwell said, you know, and I'm paraphrasing, obviously, but he said he basically drew the comparison between Donald Trump and Osama bin Laden. First of all, you and I know that's nonsense. There's more to the story, again, like all of this stuff. But Eric Swalwell said maybe he didn't tell them directly to go commit violence, but he inspired them to violence, just like Osama bin Laden. And so when I talked about this last time, I said, okay, fine, Eric Swalwell, who inspired Osama bin Laden to violence? Because he was recruited, trained, equipped, you know, funded, et cetera, et cetera. So children of Saudi billionaires don't typically run off into caves and become, you know, la, 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 la. That just doesn't make any sense. Maybe it was the, what, $250 million, something like that, that the CIA handed him when they recruited him out of King Abdulaziz's School of Business and Economics and Management, I think. You know, maybe that had something to do with it. I'm just guessing. And, you know, well, without getting off on that tangent. So the point here is, if Eric Swalwell is right, Donald Trump inspired some people to violence, then Pelosi, Waters, Booker, Bush, Presley, Vice President Kamala Harris, you know, all of these people, Joe Biden, talking about, you know, taking somebody out behind the gym and beating the hell out of them. What are these people doing? Are they inspiring anyone to violence? So like Andrew Breitbart said, it's time to hold these people to their same impossible standards. But it's this the bewilderment that results from the constant moving of the goalposts, as they say. No, now we're over here. Now we're over there. Now we're over here. Can't keep doing that. Stick around. I'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
My friends feel it's their appointed duty. They keep trying to tell me, all you want to do is use me. But my answer, just keep on using me until you use me up. Until you use me up.
Welcome back. My brother. Bottom of the first hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast is Friday. It's Friday, January 29th. Feels like it's, you know, we're living in dog years now. You know, what are we up to? We've passed 40 presidential executive actions, I think, which is unprecedented. Just kidding. All right. So Marjorie Taylor Greene, emblematic. Leon Black, Leslie Herbert, Les Wexner, who names their boy Leslie? Leon Black, Les Wexner, and Abigail Wexner, Jeffrey Epstein. Come back to that because I think that's emblematic also. And the GameStop stuff. We'll come back to all of that. To the phones, Richard in Iowa, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Hi, Chris. I was just wondering, Richard, if you have an email where I could send you some information.
Definitely. Yeah. Ready?
Ready.
RWR as in Road Warrior Radio, RWR host altogether at therwr.com.
So the therwr.com.
Correct. So RWR host at therwr.com.
Okay, thank you. And the other thing I was going to ask about is you mentioned logical fallacies from time to time, and I just wondered if you could do a portion of a show and define and give examples of some of the popular ones.
Okay, yeah, we've done that in the past, but definitely, yeah, that's worth revisiting. Yes,
okay.
Definitely.
So thanks a lot.
You bet.
I'll get going.
Okay.
Okay, bye now.
Thanks for your call, Richard. Appreciate it. I look forward to your emails. Logical fallacies, what they are, and common examples. Yeah. So I'll plan on revisiting that next week. We'll come back to that next week for sure. Back to the phones, Rhonda in Missouri. Thanks for calling. Welcome.
Yeah, hi, Chris.
Hi, Rhonda.
How are you?
Hanging in there.
Oh, my gosh. Hey, did you see?
Luxuriating in Angleton's Wilderness of Mirrors.
Oh, my gosh, there's no shortages there. Good grief. What's happening? Okay, so, oh, my gosh, I'm like, so I saw this video clip, and I'm asking myself, I thought you had to be an adult to be a politician. No? No. I don't know what happened to these people. It's happening, though. It's happening. Oh, my gosh. Did you see the clip of Pelosi who, standing there in front of everybody, trying to, with his stupid mask on, just sucking it in. Oh, I'm waiting for her to pass out up there. Anyway,
I don't think so. She probably has 10 masks on, right?
Oh my gosh! Yeah. So
I think people are finally starting to get it. You know, if you put net zero carbon emissions together with all of the other what the Club of Rome has written, for anyone who doesn't know, just go look for yourself. See what the Club of Rome wrote. Basically, there's this old, from antiquity, this idea that if you want to unite people, you do it around a common enemy. It's one of the most effective ways to get people together. In fact, in Hayek's Road to Serfdom, Chapter 10, Why the Worst Get on Top, he cites three reasons why the demagogue is able to weld together, a sufficiently a sufficient number of folks to become the dictator in chief. And the third reason is, it's most people agree. It seems to be almost a law of human nature that it's easier for people to agree on a negative program, on the hatred of an enemy, et cetera, et cetera, than it is to get them to agree on some positive thing. And if you're the demagogue who does that, then he said it also has the sort of side benefit of, he said, from their point of view, it has the great advantage of leaving them greater freedom of action than almost any positive program. In other words, as long as you just say Orange Man bad, for example, as guys like Ben Shapiro like to say, then you don't have to worry about what your actual policies are, and you can just keep harping on that. So,
they're imploding. It's happening. It's happening. I saw a video clip of her up there talking about how that, and I guess the taxpayers are going to have to pay for it if that's even a thing. I mean, they print the money, right? So anyway, so she's standing up there and she's like, they're like you say, they're eating their own, and they're gonna go around the Republic. Well, they're all kind of the same anyway, aren't they? They're just playing a role, like you say, but going around the Republicans to pass the COVID bill. I think they're, it's funny because initially they were afraid of the people. Now they're afraid of each other, you know? She got up there and she was talking about, you know, how they couldn't get along and they're going to need extra security. And I know some of the reps I heard were going around the carry guns up there, going around the, just walking around the metal detectors for one reason or another. But the Georgia congresswoman, she's funny. I don't remember her name, but she wears masks that say uncensored, and then Trump won. It's hilarious. Anyway, you know, they can't even talk anymore. You know, the Schumer slip up. I think it was more than they can't say insurrection. I'll just leave it at that.
Well, I think the reason for that is because they have, you know, that gets back to what I usually generally refer to as high profile deviance. So that gets back to Leon Black, Leslie Herbert, and Abigail Wexner, and Jeffrey Epstein, of course, and Bill Gates, and all of these guys.
And also, so I just think it's amusing. It's sad that it's the leaders of this country, but they just can't get it together anymore. It's almost like watching a comedy routine. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But it would be, like all of these things, every day would be hilarious if it weren't, you know, so dire, and if the implications weren't so serious and sobering.
Right. The other thing is I got rid of my Facebook, like, I don't know, 2 weeks ago, and I did it because, first of all, I didn't get on there very much. It's funny. Because right after that, there was two places I needed to be, and they're like, well, we sent you an invitation. I don't have Facebook anymore. Can you just call me? Or do you remember my phone number? You probably don't.
What's a phone? Oh, yeah, it's that thing that I access Facebook on. I forgot.
Yeah, the home phone. That's what, the home phone. Right. You've been calling it for years. Anyway, I got rid of that. The other reason is... the main reason is that I shared a video, hilarious, the guy in Walmart. He'd cut out a mask, and he was walking around Walmart. You know, he just had the strings around his ears. He had the strings around his ears, and the middle was cut out.
The emperor has no mask.
What? Oh, right.
The emperor has no mask.
It was hilarious, and it disappeared. I mean, it was a Twitter thing somebody shared with me, and then they deleted his Twitter account. I'm like, what? That was the funniest video I ever found. Oh, my gosh. But he was walking around Walmart.
I think you mentioned that one other time when you called, if I'm not mistaken. Maybe not.
This guy was...
okay.
He went to pay for his stuff, and he... did you see it? And
I don't think so.
He's like trying to educate him, and he's like, you know, this whole thing is a hoax. And the lady's going, oh, I don't think so. And they don't say anything about his mask. and he goes, you know, you're gonna find that this isn't real, right? And she's like, no. And anyway, he goes, she handed him his change back, and he goes, you touched my hand. Like it's a thing, right? Because, I mean, we're all germy, right? Anyway, right. It's just funny. And I went to I asked somebody if they got it, and they're like, no, and it was gone. So funny, though. That would be put up there with the funny cat videos. I guess they didn't think so, though.
Yeah.
Anyway. It was just... funny, but I guess because it was COVID related. Plus, I ended up calling Costco about that whole My Pillow thing. I called Costco, Kohl's, Bed Bath and Beyond, and the only company that's going to, that won't stop selling it. I mean, that's bringing it back is Costco. But then you go, I'm still going to shop somewhere else, and I don't do Amazon anymore or anything like that. So I'm even limiting, well, essentially not even, I'm going to try not to go to Whole Foods anymore, so.
I think that's great. And if the GameStop story, I do believe there's a lot more to the story that I haven't heard anybody talk about. I'm sure somebody is. Mm-hmm. But there, you know, I'm wondering, basically in simple terms, one of the angles that I'm wondering about is, well, in simple terms, you know, is Bill Ackman, he was making a play for Robinhood last year. That's the rumor. And what do? Basically, they crash companies to buy them on the cheap, or stocks to buy them on the cheap. And so I'm wondering if that's part of what's going on here, if Robinhood was intentionally crashed to vacuum up by Bill Ackman, who's another bad guy. He's the guy, Pershing Square Capital, Neri Oxman. I think we talked about her within the last couple of years, her, you know, how creepy she is. And so anyway, they, to me, Bill Ackman and Neri Oxman are sort of a junior Jeffrey Epstein, Ghislaine Maxwell kind of thing. So right back to that. Anyway,
yeah, how did the leaves, as you call them, how did they find out that there was this great investment that was going on the cheap? I mean, that's kind of, I guess they were just watching it, huh?
How did the and Reddit board find out?
Yeah, I mean, and then they all these people.
Mm-hmm. Short version is basically they were poaching stocks that hedge fund managers were trying to short.
Oh, cool. They should do that more often.
Yeah.
They should do that more often. Anyway, all right. Thanks, Chris. Have a good weekend.
You bet. Thank you. Right. Thank you, Rhonda.
Right. Bye.
Much appreciated. So a couple of things before we go back to the phones. The point there was to say, I think, you know, if we can take the story at face value, the power of just a few people, as Charles Payne talked about it, you know, these people, most of them with little $500, you know, or $2,500 day trading accounts, brought down billionaire hedge funds and managers. And I always say there is no such thing as a hedge fund manager. There are only, you know, the Albert Hakims among us, basically. And it's just such a predatory thing. Glenn Greenwald said that very well last night, actually. He talked about how, you know, love Silicon Valley or hate them, they actually make something that people use. And these hedge fund managers don't make anything. They don't do anything. They're just, they are truly vampiric and a leech on society. Really just exploiting different moments. Tucker Carlson's done a good job over the last couple of days talking about how CNBC and certain mouthpieces on it actually are speaking of Bill Ackman. And he did a piece on Bill Ackman last year that I think is interesting in this discussion too. I'll have to come back to this because we need to get to the phones. But you can find it over at Fox News. It's titled Tucker Carlson, Robinhood, GameStop, and Wall Street's Rigged Game. I think, is that it, that's the new one. What's the not new one? And speaking of Bill Ackman, you know, he's on the list. I mentioned the Forbes article recently. Here are the billionaires funding the Democratic presidential candidates. William Ackerman is on the list of billionaires funding Democrats. Of course he is. Tucker Carlson blasts hedge fund manager who urged coronavirus shutdown, then profited from stock swoon. That's it. Remember that story? And I talked about that last spring. The Markets Insider story or over at Business Insider that I mentioned last year was titled Billionaire Investor Bill Ackman Turned $27 Million into $2.6 Billion by Betting that the Coronavirus Would Tank the Market. Now, how would he know, do you suppose? This is one of the curious stories that rattled around. Some people said, gosh, that sounds like something that happened 20 years ago. when a bunch of, you know, 19 hijackers armed with box cutters, allegedly, so on and so on. And you had a bunch of people betting on something that would never happen. Oh, wait, no, it could, because we had failures in intelligence. That's right. Just like we had failures in intelligence on January 6th. My eye. Stick around. We'll be right back.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company? And it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks.
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive. Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, KosherTified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out the kosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the KosherTified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Welcome back. All right. Let's finish this thought so we can go back to the phones. So the Club of Rome mention, the reason for that was basically, and Hayek's Road to Serfdom and this idea back into antiquity that we need to unite people around common cause. What do? Around, you know, some kind of negative program or the hatred of a common enemy or something like that. Common cause. A common enemy is a good way to do that. The Club of Rome, back in the early 70s, 71, I think, wrote The Limits to Growth, where they talked about this Malthusian plan. The first global revolution synthesized that plan in, what was that, 91, 92? 91, I think, right before Canadian billionaire Malthusian, you know, Machiavellian intriguer Maurice Strong went to the 92 Real Earth Summit and said, man breathes, and so we need to do something about that. And it's funny, you know, again, I think Laura Ingraham was one that did a great job of this last night. It's funny how, you know, we went through this with Al Gore, for example. Everybody has to reduce their carbon footprint, except Al, I invented the internet, Gore. And now the same thing, they're pointing out the same thing with the Biden administration climate czar, John Kerry, John Skull and Bones, I can't talk about it, Kerry, and how absurd it is. You know, these people that buy these, you know, if they're really concerned, why are they buying places, you know, beachfront property in Martha's Vineyard? Why, if they're so concerned, is their carbon footprint as large as some small towns? And it's because it's a ruse. It's a put-up job. So in the first global revolution, Alexander King and Bertrand Schneider wrote, in searching for a new enemy to unite us, we came up with the idea that pollution, the threat of global warming, not global warming, the threat of global warming, water shortages. How does that happen? Because they're buying up the riparian rights. That's why I've talked about the crown of the continent, for example, a watershed in three directions, pivotal. Literally and figuratively. So they wrote, water shortages, famine, and the like would fit the bill. Finish this thought when we come back. We'll go back to the phone. Stick around. I'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.